Well, we're talking about the prophetic, and I don't know, you know, we do have different prophets come through, amazing prophets, Luke next week, and sometimes you can sort of have this expectation that they're going to see everything, know everything. They're still human people, right? You know, I know we've had prophets like, didn't you see that coming? Like, you know, something happens. It was like, that was unexpected. And I've been growing in the prophetic for a number of years. I still don't see a lot of things, and I still say dumb things. Can you believe it? We talk about shockers. I just want to share one with you because I know you love it when I tell you my shockers, because you think, oh, you don't say dumb things, right? In our family, on Monday nights, we have family dinner. We share our shocker of the week. Every week, everyone shares that. We've all got them every week. Well, one of my beauties, and I'll say this before we start recording because I don't really want it out there. Oh my gosh, I'm just human, okay? I'll just disclaimer that out there at the start. So I went to one of our pastors' gatherings, our C3 pastors' gatherings, and this lady came up to me, and I've known her, you know, off and on for quite some time, maybe a decade or more, and had different parts to do with them in their church. And I didn't know her well, but, you know, I forget stuff, okay? I do forget. Look, disclaimer, I forget stuff. Oh, I forget your name maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so she came up to me. She was super excited. She's like in her 40s or something. Anyway, I've been part of her story, but I kind of forgotten it a little bit. I'm sorry. And anyway, so she pulls out her phone. She's going, I'm so excited. I've got something to show you. She pulls up a photo of a little kid. It's like a one-year-old. And I'm like, she's so excited. I really wanted to show you this. And I was like, is that your grandchild? I know, Kat. I'm so sorry. It was hers. She'd adopted this little one-year-old, and she'd been wanting to expand a family, have a family for so many years, and she'd finally been able to adopt. I'm like, is that your grandchild? How could I say that? Oh, so look, we're all human. We say dumb things. It's a shocker of the year, probably that one. Don't look at me with those judgy eyes, because I know you say dumb things as well. Look, I just wanted to put that out there. As much as you can be in prayer and be in the Word, still going to say dumb things. So forgive me in advance when I say something dumb to you. That's going to happen if you're part of our church for more than a week or two. Honestly, I'm sorry. I just keep my mouth shut sometimes, honestly. But when you're in the prophetic flow, I'm just saying, it's not always like you say everything right. You still have to submit it all to the voice of the Spirit. So we're going to talk about this tonight. Our Equip the Saints theme for our year is talking about the five ministry streams. And as John said, we're doing three-week courses on each one. So just wanted to take us back to the theme scripture for the year and what it's all about. So can we have a look at that to start with? Ephesians 4:11, it says, and he himself, Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the equipping of the saints, that's us, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It goes on to say in verse 13, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we'll be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. So it's for ministry and maturity. And this is why we're speaking on this throughout the year, to learn how to equip each other to minister and then to grow in maturity in that. So let's talk about prophecy. Where does that come from? 1 Corinthians 12 verse 8, we start talking about a little earlier on the diversities of gifts, the gifts of the Spirit, the diversities of ministries, the same Lord. Verse 8, it says, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. These are the gifts of the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Another, gifts of healing. Another, working of miracles. Another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Another, different gifts of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. These are the nine gifts of the Spirit. So prophecy, what is prophecy? Prophecy is to speak or declare a message from God. It's about revealing the heart of God for right now. So it goes on, that was 1 Corinthians 12, okay. So what do we know about 1 Corinthians 13? It's the chapter of love. Okay, so we're going from these are the gifts of the Spirit. Let's talk about love. In verse 2, chapter 13, verse 2, it says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, that's a big faith, but do not have love, I am nothing. So this is the premise. Love is the premise. Okay, so then we go on to 1 Corinthians 14, the next chapter. So we've done 1 Corinthians 12, 13, 14, verse 1. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy, especially prophecy. So it comes out of a heart of love. Let love be your highest goal. Where do we get that love from? God. He pours it out unconditionally. For every single person in this place, I want you to feel the love of God. You can't give love unless you've received love. And you can receive love by accepting Jesus into your life, like Seth shared about tonight. You receive the gift of love by God Himself. His name is love. So you can give love because you've received love. He is love. That's where it comes from. That's why it's so important to be filled with the power of God, the presence of God. Everyone can experience that. So it goes on to say, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2, for anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. That's the why. That's the why we prophesy, because we want to strengthen you. We want to strengthen people. We want to encourage people. We want to bring comfort into their life. We can all learn how to prophesy. Isn't that good? You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy, right? So the stream of the prophetic might be the capital P prophet. You don't have to have that as your primary stream to prophesy. We can all prophesy. But we're here to equip every believer. Prophecy isn't for the spiritually elite. It's for the everyday believer, right? Prophecy is not for the spiritually elite only. It's for the everyday believer. That's you and me. That's us. You don't need a platform. You just need a heart that listens and a mouth that speaks what God is saying. Amen. My stories of the impact of personal prophecy start many years ago, and I could just think of so many just off the top of my head straight up. One of the early ones was when we were newly married and we were in this church, and John had been part of the leadership and I'd been on different teams and serving, and we just sort of like took a step back just to get married and just learn what it is to live together and work together and knowing that God had a big future for us. So we were sort of out of leadership for a season. And we were feeling a little displaced by that, as you do if you step out of leadership. And a prophet by the name of Fergus McIntyre, who is a capital P prophet, has been in our church many times, the late Fergus McIntyre. And he came one year and he prophesied over us when we were in that season. And we were just feeling a little, you know, displaced and disconnected, and we don't know, are we in the right place, or what's God got for us? And he prophesied over us, and he just read our mail, and, you know, we were sobbing, and he got a picture, and he said, okay, I see you guys like scissors, and one of you is one sizz, if that's a word, and the other is the other sizz, and it's like, you have to be together to be effective. And what you're doing right now is you're learning how to live together, work together, understand each other, because your future is big. And where they're sobbing away going, oh, we are in the will of God. This feels really affirming and empowering. But it was this picture that I've never forgotten. And that's the power of prophecy. For us that day, it was strengthening, encouraging, comfort all together in one. Over many years, and John shared this morning, Vicky Simpson, and she also has been in our church many times, and she prophesied that we would have a new house, and it would have that water outlook, and it would be a different place, and that changed our life. It took many years to change our life, but that was a trajectory that we went on that then God opened up this incredible miracle home for us. That's the power of personal prophecy. Mike Connell, Pastor Mike Connell from New Zealand. He also prophesied. He's been here many times. He's prophesied over me, you have a very strong prophetic gift. So for me, in that moment, it was just, oh my gosh, wow. I did not know that was there. He saw something in me and he pulled it out of me and he made me want to go after it and seek it. And that's the power of prophecy. Our church often references prophetic words that we have. My life scripture is out of Jeremiah 1, and maybe you share it with me, but it's, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. And I'm a midwife, I'm a trained midwife, so any scripture that mentions womb, I love it. And so I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. And then it goes on to say, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Well, for many years I was a pastor and I hadn't got that prophetic word from Pastor Mike Connell. And I thought, I don't know what that bit's about. But the rest of it goes on to say, you know, oh, do not say you're too young, but just go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you to say. And that was the life scripture for me. And it took me many years until he prophesied that to go, oh, that's what that's about. That is for me. It's not just a little part that I overlooked. He sets us apart and appoints us. So I'm going to talk about five things you can do to activate the prophetic and to go after it. Who wants to learn a little bit more about activating the prophetic, be prophesying? Okay, I'm going to go through these things. I'll spend more time on some than others. And I'll tell you what they are. They're up on the screen, pursuing the prophetic. Okay, so the first one is learn how to hear God. The second is memorizing scripture. The third, learn practical tips. Fourth is pray into it. And the fifth is step out in it. Okay, let's break it down. God always has something to say. He always has a kind word. He always wants to encourage people. So take the pressure off yourself that you have to come up with it. God wants to speak to people. He wants to encourage people. He wants to use you. And so first, number one, if we learn how to hear God, really hear what he's saying, this is a bulk of prophecy. Really, it is. Isaac's already mentioned this in your ministry time a little earlier, Elijah and hearing from God. And this really opened this story. It's in 1 Kings. And Elijah, you can read about it in 1 Kings. He just had a mountaintop experience. He'd had the Baal fire and God come and burn up his altar and all of the Baal guys just, he killed them all. And, you know, it was this mountaintop, amazing leadership experience. Then he's sort of left there. He gets sent a word from Jezebel that just crushed him. It just put doubt, fear, lies, intimidation, depression straight on him in a moment, in a day. And he ran away and he cried out to God. And God said, I'm going to speak to you. I want you to go up the mountain. This is what Isaac was referencing a little earlier. He said, I'm going to speak to you on that mountain. He goes up the mountain. And it says a wind came. God wasn't in the wind. An earthquake came. God wasn't in the earthquake. Fire came. God wasn't in the fire. He was in the whisper. He was in the silence. He was in the still moment. And that's when he came. And he spoke to Elijah in that moment. And Elijah just got the plan for the next 2 years, everything he needed to go and do. And it was just in that moment. It's that whisper. It's that learning how to hear the voice of God in a still moment. For me, I didn't know how to do that. I knew how to pray, but I had to learn how to wait. I had to learn the silence, the stopping, the listening. I preached a message on this a number of years ago called Sacred Silence, and that came out of me learning how to embrace the silence, to stop, be quiet, to stop and let God speak to you, learning how to hear the voice of God, growing in your relationship with him. This comes out of discipline because we want to pray, and we do. We cry out to him and we worship him and we praise him and we repent of our sins and we make declarations of scripture and we stir up our faith, and that's all good. And then we have to get to a place where we stop and we say, God, what do you want to say to me? What do you want to show me? Or I'm preparing for my connect group. God, what is it that you want to say to people tonight? Who's that for? What's a scripture? What's a picture? It's just spending time soaking, leaning in, learning how to listen. Stop, still, silent. We've got a 10-day fast coming up in July. This is going to be a great time for us to take dominion over our flesh and to lean into prayer and to grow in some of these areas of how to hear from God. If you aren't growing in your walk with God and knowing what His voice is, you might see a picture, you might hear it, you will filter it through your own natural self. The scripture that we're preaching out is follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit. It's good to stir it up, especially prophecy. God always has something to say, but it's not a quick gift. It takes time. So the more you prioritize hearing His voice, the more you will hear it. In prayer, in worship, in presence. Some of the ways the Holy Spirit can speak is through the Word of God, through the Bible, through dreams, through a word. He might give you a word for somebody. So this is hearing, okay, I want to hear from you. How can you speak to me? I might see a picture. I might get a vision of something. I might just get an impression, a feeling. I have shared this with our women that I've got a burden for women and couples to be fertile and have babies. And I've been praying into this and going, this is my assignment, especially this year. I've really ramped it up. Every day I'm going to be praying for fertility for women and just releasing that over them. And I've got a list of people that I go through every day and I pray for these. And if you want to be on that list, you tell me, because I'm going to commit to praying for you daily. And there's this one woman, and she's overseas, and she's been trying for a baby for quite some time, and she told me about it. I said, I'm going to commit to pray for you. And then she did fall pregnant, but she lost the baby, and she was just really devastated by that, as you can imagine. Anyway, I'm like, I'm going to keep praying for you, and just healing and hope returns. And I got a picture, and I just saw her and her husband, and they're just standing there holding a baby, and they're just beaming. And I just knew it was a God picture, and I shared that with her. And after months and months, and they're trying again, and, you know, getting disappointed, and she sent me a message, and she said, I think of your vision often and have not given up hope. And, you know, this is the comforting part of prophecy, that you can bring comfort. It brings hope to people. And now she's pregnant and announced it. It's on social media, and God's answered the prayer. But in that encouragement that gave her that hope in that dark place that she was in, it gave her hope. You've seen the picture. I trust it. And I felt God on it. I knew it was a God picture. I was confident and prayed into it from that. But that came out of a place of prayer, of hearing from God, seeing it, and walking in it. It's a huge trust factor to go, is that God? Is that God? I feel like it is. If you're in a place of prayer, you're praying for something, it probably is God. Okay, so that's the first one, learn how to hear God. I wanted to spend a fair bit of time on that, because that's really the basis of prophecy, learning to push in, grow in your relationship with God, and learning how to hear from Him. The second one is memorizing Scripture. Well, the Word of God is amazing. It reveals the nature of God. So the more that you read the Word of God, you understand who He is and what He wants for His children. So prophecy is speaking the Word of God that has life into people. And I love the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12, it says, the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting through soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. So you're prophesying the Word of God. I mean, that's you can't go wrong, right? If it's to bring strength and encouraging and comfort, you speak the Word of God. So you've got to know the Word of God. You've got to read the Word of God, and you've got to memorize the Word of God. Because if you're sitting there waiting to hear from God and you don't know the Word of God, I mean, He can like supernaturally pop a thought, a scripture into your head. But the more that you know it, the more accessible it is to come and go, there's a scripture that's for that person. I know it is straight up. So memorizing the Word of God. So how do you do that? I hear you ask. Let's break it down and be real practical. Because for me, again, I just went on a journey. I want to learn the Word of God. I want to memorize it. I want to know it. I want to be able to access it. So I just started accumulating a whole bunch of scriptures that I wanted to memorize. So in a notes, it was just sort of like, okay, these are the ones, and pop them in there. Follow the way of love. Eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. Start with that one. Pop it at the top of your notes. That's the one you want to learn. And just start putting things out of your daily reading. Maybe every week in Sunday services, we're talking the Word of God, we're sharing Scripture, and you can hear something go, that one, I want to memorize that one. I want to have that in my toolbox. So pop it in there. And then that's one step. The next step, you can go, okay, every day I'm going to speak one of those scriptures, like just one scripture for the week. And so the top one, follow the way of love, eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. Say that's my first one for the year. Are you going to learn it every, you're going to do a new scripture every week, you're going to learn 52 scriptures over the year. So every day, you know what I'm like with streaks. And I've got a streaks app on my phone, right? And I can press a little button that says, yes, I've completed it for the day, and I just feel good. David said he encouraged himself in the Lord. That encourages me when I can go, yes, I've memorized my scripture for the day. It gives me a little ding, and it feels good. And then after the week, it's like, okay, that's in me. I've learnt it. I've memorized it. After I did that for a year, learnt 52 scriptures, I put it on my goals list to meditate on those scriptures. I want to get it deep in me. So meditating on that. So that's how you can do it. The more of the Word in you, the more prophecy can flow through you. So that's number two, memorize the Word of God, the Scripture. The more you have access to it in your spirit, the more that it can come. Okay, number three, learn practical tips. I've got some resources to throw up here tonight because, wow, we can only cover so much in one sermon, even over a three-week series. But I have deep-dived into the prophetic and learned so, so much. We talked about it this morning also, but David McCracken, he's been here a number of years at Powerhouse Conference. He has done a 13-session seminar on growing in the prophetic. It's there behind me. This is awesome. 13 audio sessions, him, his son, and someone else on his team. I took copious notes over this. It took me a long time to go through it, but this really deep dive. If you're someone that really wants to grow in the prophetic, I would encourage you. It's like $20 for the whole 13-week series, and you're going to learn so many things if you just listen to a little bit at a time and learn about that. Another one, I'll just go through a couple of resources, and then I'll share a couple of practical tips with you if I've got time. Okay, so this is old school. Dr. Bill Hayman, I don't know if he wrote this in like the 60s or 70s. Honestly, it's really old, but it's brilliant. It's kind of like this old school prophet that is just straight scripture and biblical based and really awesome in terms of parameters around prophecy. So it's called Prophets and Personal Prophecy, God's Prophetic Voice Today. They might have done a new edition on that one. And sorry, the third one is Catherine Ruwanala, who's coming for our Powerhouse Conference next month. She is in Brisbane. She's an amazing prophet. She reads your mail. She has got these, look, it's not the greatest quality, but I feel like, sorry, the audio is not the greatest quality. The actual content is amazing. The audio, she did it in Darwin just with a sort of like a seminar room of people, but it's the GCC, which is the Glory City Church Prophetic School. If you just Google that, essentially, you're going to come up with the Darwin, and I think there's six sessions in that, and again, just gold. It just helps you learn from different people and just their different styles and unpacking it even more. So make sure you register for Powerhouse Conference. She's going to be here for that next month. Okay, a couple of thoughts on practical tips. Would you like that? Okay, start simple. One word, one scripture, just a picture, an impression. And let that be a conversation that you start with the Holy Spirit, where you're saying, God, what can you show me? He shows you a sunflower. Okay, what does that mean? oh, if you turn the sunflower towards the sun, they're going to grow and prosper. Okay, what does that mean? How can that help me? So you start a conversation with the Holy Spirit out of one thing that he gives you. Remember, it's for strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. If it doesn't do that, it's not from God, and you're not to give it. All right, so keep it basic. It's never too small or too simple. Okay, you kind of think, oh, God's saying he sees you. And you think, oh my gosh, that's so basic, everybody gets that word. Well, maybe that person's cried out to God that very morning, God, do you even see me? Do you even hear me? Do you even know I'm here? And you say, God sees you. And it just breaks them open. They're like, he does see me. He hears me. So please don't overcomplicate it and think, oh, I need to have this elaborate, incredible prophetic word. It might be the most simplest of things. Don't think it's so basic it doesn't matter. There's a proverb that says, worry weighs a person down, an encouraging word cheers a person up. You know, we worry, we get anxious, we have stress. There's stuff that goes on in all of our lives. All of us need encouragement. So if you come and you bring an encouraging word that strengthens somebody, that's going to lift them. They're going to feel the love of God in that moment. Okay, so that's the third one. Learn practical tips. Just delve into that. The fourth is pray into it. You've got to pray. You've got those scriptures that you can read about, prophecy that we've shared even today. Speak in tongues about it. Won't spend too much time on this. And the fifth one is stepping out. The gift is activated in the doing. You're not going to grow in prophecy if you just stay there and hear from God and don't deliver anything. The gift is activated in the doing, in the stepping out. Look for opportunities to prophesy, to encourage someone. A number of years ago, I set myself a goal. I want to give a prophetic word every week, 52 for the year. I want to give prophetic words to people, and I did that in multiple ways. Some of them was just a video message. I've been praying for you. I feel this scripture for you. I just wanted to encourage you in that. So it doesn't have to be like a big, you know, this is what God is saying to you right now, and I hope you hear it and receive it. No, it's just it's out of love. It's out of encouragement. And that's how you can do it. And I set the target. I hit the target that year. I was like, once you have a sort of an accountability thing, you set a goal. It's like, okay, I'm going to look for opportunities. I'm going to go after it. And that's what we encourage you to do as we're equipping you. If I can do it, you can do it. So I'm going to invite all of our band to come up right now. We're equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. So five things tonight in pursuing the prophetic. Learn how to hear God. Just listen. Stop. Listen to what he's saying. Just open your ears. Give him opportunities. The second is memorize scripture. Learn the word of God. Get it into you, deep into you. The third is learn practical tips. How do I do this? The fourth is pray into it. Just build, dig a well of the prophetic in your life. You want to grow into it, pursue it. And the fifth is step out and activate the prophetic in your life. We do have incredible prayer groups and intercession groups and people that meet on a Wednesday morning, and just a lot of them have that gift of the prophetic on their life. If that's something that you want to pursue, you can see one of our team about growing in the prophetic in our intercession group and just prayer and leaning into that. So I want us to pray, and we're going to activate a bit of the prophetic tonight. We're not just going to talk about it. In our church, we love to activate, stir it up. Why don't we close our eyes for a moment? God is here. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence on us tonight. I thank you that you love your children, your sons and your daughters, God. You come tonight and you bring love, you bring life, you bring a breath of heaven over us. I thank you that you want us to strengthen us, encourage us and comfort us. And I thank you that you utilize us as saints, equipping us to do that on your behalf, bringing words of love. I thank you, Lord, as we're just stirring tonight, and different ones will feel just a sense of stirring. want to eagerly desire the gift of the Spirit. Lord, I just pray that you bring life, that you speak. Lord, you give us ears to hear. You give us eyes to see. Maybe that's you tonight, that you think, yeah, I do want to stir it up. I want to earnestly desire that gift of the prophetic. If that's you, would you just raise your hand? Because I want to pray for you tonight. Yeah, so many people, I love that. It's resonating with you and you're feeling motivated and stirred to do that. Oh, pray for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, just for the response of these ones tonight, a feeling, just a sense, Lord, that you're on this, Lord, that you're speaking to them, you're stirring the gift of the prophetic, and maybe they've stepped out and done it before. Maybe they never have, God, but I know that you will come as we're courageous, as we align ourselves with the Spirit of God, that you will bring boldness, that you will bring courage, Lord, that you will speak clearly. Lord, I pray for each one of these ones tonight that has their hand raised, that you will pour your Spirit out upon them. Lord, that they would feel a sense of, Lord, you stirring in them. Oh, God, help them to step out with you and walk with you. Lord, pray into it. Learn and listen. Oh, God, use them, Jesus, to bring strength and courage and comfort. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to pray for you if you feel like your main strength is in that prophetic stream. And we've talked about the five different ones and we've been talking about this all year. If you feel like the prophetic is your mainstream, would you put your hand up? I want to pray for you tonight. Awesome. That's great. Yeah, you feel a real resonance with that. Come on, I pray for you. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you, Jesus, for the gifts. The gifts, Lord. We stir up the gifts that are given with the laying on of hands. We stir up that prophetic gift, that activation, Lord God. We thank you as you equip us. Lord, we can step out with you. So I pray for each and every one, Lord, that is stirred by this, feels like, yes, this is their gift. Activating, Lord, flowing with you. Oh God, you will give them dreams. You will give them visions. You'll give them scriptures and words, Lord, that will bring life to people and impart it. Give them the authority in the spiritual realm to move and take ground, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Awesome.